On Monday, May 4th, that is today, the South African BDS Coalition scheduled to hold a meeting with Minister Park Stau, the Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition. The coalition said they anticipate a reply to the appeal for the minister to exercise his power and authority to halt coal exports to apartheid Israel. They noted that the document presented to the minister back on the 23rd of March contained all the details necessary for him to take decisive steps to halt the involvement in the Zionist entity's aggression against humanity. First case in point, the genocide, ongoing genocide in Gaza. Online, the coalition's Rushan Dadu to help us dissect the matter. Rushan, thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks for inviting us.
Rushan, just for understanding, has the meeting taken place or it's still scheduled?
Yes, we had the meeting with the minister. It was very constructive. And he expressed South Africa's continuing support for the ICJ case. But he said he was unable to make a decision on the question we had put regarding the coal embargo. He did state his concerns, but he said he's maintaining an open line and will continue to engage because we are convinced, as outlined in our report, that because we placed the evidence of genocide before the ICJ, and yet South Africa continues to export coal. In fact, it's increasing its exports of coal to Israel. This does create a direct contradiction between its international position and its legal obligations and its domestic trade conduct. So we're going to continue to engage with the minister and keep up the pressure so that he does make the right decision.
That is very concerning. Rushan, many South Africans have actually spoken about this. With our position made very clear in terms of our ICJ case, but despite all of that, why are we then seeing an increase in supply of coal to the Zionist regime? It should then essentially be the opposite way around. Reduce and then stop.
Precisely. It's largely also because Colombia did impose a coal embargo, and then when they found there was a loophole and coal was still being sent, they doubled down and made sure that coal literally was stopped. So we seem to have picked up the baton from Colombia, which is ridiculous because you remember that South Africa and Colombia co-chair the Hague Group of States. And the Hague Group, when they met in an emergency meeting in March, again reiterated that they were trying to ensure that they implemented the legal obligations on state parties, including export regulations over military and dual use items. So we're going to keep up the pressure because we can't continue in this vein. It really is a contradiction. And the question is not whether coal exports should stop, but how they can be stopped, using the existing legal, political, administrative, port, corporate and public pressure mechanisms. So we're going to keep up the pressure until the minister will make the right decision.
Could this also be classified as hypocrisy, or is that perhaps going a bit too far?
Well, I mean, it's hard not to feel that because we're not doing what we, in fact, in part brought about through the provisional measures, which put that legal obligation on states and on corporations. But, you know, as we did point out to the minister, it should be the government that is engaging with the corporations. They are able to speak with them and say, look, you also are complicit. You are also under legal obligations to prevent and to punish, as is worded in the genocide treaty, the probable genocide, the finding of the court of probable genocide. So we just have to keep on the pressure. And it's not just here, internationally, people are taking notice and saying, exactly why is South Africa, on the one hand, taking this tremendous move to the ICJ against Israel under the Genocide Convention, and they're not implementing the obligations brought about by that?
Now, Rashan, there has been plenty of talk by South Africans about Jeffreys Bay and certain terminals that have been identified to be crucial in as far as logistics and export of this increase in coal exports to the Zionist regime is concerned. Has there been a significant investigation into Jeffreys Bay and these terminals? And what has then led to this increase of coal exports to the Zionist regime? Because that is clearly then the case. It then means on the one hand, we've gone to the ICJ as a nation, but we are then also complicit in the genocide.
Yes, Richards Bay. It's Richards Bay Coal Terminal. And we can, through tracking of the ships, see the ships that are docking in the coal terminal and then flagging their destination as Israel. There are three on their way now. One might have actually arrived to the apartheid state of Israel. Three shipments are on the way at the moment. And there are two more Genco ships, and those Genco ships, two of which are now on their way. The Genco ships previously have taken coal to Israel. So we're following to make sure if they are doing that yet again. It's likely that they are. And in our report, we outline the whole story of the coal from the sales to the port, from the mines to the ports, and then from the port to the ships, and the ships arriving in Israel, where the coal goes directly into their electricity grid, which, of course, you know, fuels everything, the military industrial complex, the apartheid system and surveillance systems that's used against the Palestinians, the illegal settlements, and now, of course, the illegal war, both in Lebanon and in Iran. And we know that the genocide is continuing in Gaza and, in fact, escalating in the West Bank. So we absolutely have to keep up the pressure on government and the corporations to make sure that we stop this. It's a crime. We're committing a crime.
Apologies, yes, Richards Bay. Now, Rushan, what is the indication as to the quantity of coal that we are supplying the Zionist regime with through the medium of these terminals in Richards Bay? Is there an indication? Some are talking about we could possibly be supplying the Zionist entity with 20%, 25% of their coal, which helps to power up the so-called national grid. Is there an indication? Could that be quantified? 20%, 25%?
It does look like around that because of the increase after Colombia's coal embargo. And Reuters reported that South Africa's coal exports to Israel rose by 87% in the 3 months to November 2025, reaching 474,000 metric tons. And also that we accounted for 55% of Israel's seaborne coal import market in 2025. However, we must remember that it's a very small amount of our coal, our exported coal, and an even smaller amount, obviously, of our coal that is mined in South Africa. So it's not going to have a negative impact on our economy. But as you say, it will make quite a big impact on Israel's ability to continue its fuel-intensive military-industrial complex and ongoing illegal wars.
So now the million-dollar question, Rushan, with respect to Minister Parks Tau. Now, the BDS coalition submitted a document and presented it to the minister on the 23rd of March that literally contains all the details necessary for his department to take decisive steps. So, on the one hand, we welcome Minister Parks Tau engaging with the BDS coalition, but why the inertia, the capacity not to take action? What more is then required in order for us to see action being taken?
Well, that's what we're now trying to look into, because we have to insist that he does make the right decision on this. So we also want to keep up the pressure. On the 15th of May, Nakba Day, we're going to be going to Richards Bay, people from Durban, people from Johannesburg, and having a big meeting in Richards Bay, as well as a protest outside of the coal terminal, to keep the focus on the fact that we have to get this decision made. We have to get the companies to understand they are committing a crime. We have to get the DTIC and Minister Tao to understand that we are complicit and we are in fact committing a crime and abetting apartheid Israel's crimes against humanity. We're also, the Glencore AGM is coming up at the end of May, and so we're also planning to have some kind of action there, and that's always a global day of action. The headquarters of Glencore is in Switzerland, so comrades there will be taking action. And then in other countries that are also affected by Glencore's mining, such as in Peru, in Colombia, alongside of indigenous and trade unions, and in our case, mining affected communities, and the environmental justice activists, because Glencore, as we know, is one of the companies that, although it claims on its website to abide by the human rights principles, it absolutely does not, in wherever it goes in the world. Even in Australia, in fact, comrades have been protesting against Glencore. There was one shipment of coal from Australia to Israel, but as well as the devastating effect it has on the water, the environment in all of these countries, including our own.
Lashawn, in conclusion, is it a case of us having to classify South Africa currently in the situation where we are perhaps talking the talk, but we need to talk the talk and then walk the talk as well, because that decisive action is absolutely crucial and necessary?
Exactly. I mean, it's fine to say that we support the Palestinian people's struggle, but now, and to demonstrate that, to act in the ICJ, but now we need to see action in the implementation of the measures we brought about, as well as the advisory opinion on the illegality of the settlements and the UN General Assembly resolution that called on states to start take action to end their complicity. And I think South Africa was one of the states that co-sponsored that resolution. And the Hague Group commitments, I mean, they've made three or four now statements, all of which are based on the fact that we need to implement, we need to act, and we need to make sure that we hold Israel accountable, we end its impunity, and we end our own complicity in line with the international legal obligations. So we have to just keep up the pressure. There's an online petition. There's actually a petition to sign in hard copy that's already got, I think, around 8,000 signatures that is going to be presented to Parliament. And we have to use every possible means as civil society to raise up the issue and keep up the pressure until we can stop this. Because we can't, as South Africans, be complicit in genocide.
Indeed. BDS Coalition South Africa spokesperson Lashawn Dadoo, as always, thanks so much for your time on PM Drive.